Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, March the 24th of 1948, and this one is the Stretcher Lewis Manslaughter.
Hurt. Look, I'm happy. Let me see you pound the mat and scream. Now go ahead and do it.
Okay, Mr. Chase. How is this? How is that, Mr. Chase?
You sound like Tarzan with a toothache. Now practice that, Mike.
Yeah, sure.
All right, both you wrestlers. Now get at it again.
Okay.
Hold it, you mugs. Hold it. Yeah, Joe.
Your partner's here. Got that new wrestler with him in your office.
Oh, thanks. Take a rest, you apes, and then we'll work out a little more.
All right.
Stick around, Joe. I'll need you later.
Okay.
Hello, Henry.
Hiya, Bill. Well, here he is.
What do you think of him, huh?
That's not a man. That's a mountain.
He's never wrestled with anything but hay, but I think we can make a champion out of him. His name is Tiny, of course.
That's right.
Huh? We'll bill him as... Tiny Mountain.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's all right.
How are you, son? How old are you?
Oh, about 22. I ain't sure.
I'm sure that in a little while you'll beat every map monkey in captivity, even Stretcher Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, he's a cinch to beat Lewis. But Stretcher's manager isn't going to like it. Hmm? Now, you know John Farber, Bill. He'd do anything to stop someone spoiling his meal ticket.
I guess that's right. Maybe we ought to stop him before he starts to stop us.
Now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Bill, where do they hide the house phones in this stupid hotel?
They're around the corner from the desk. Well, I saw them when I got Tiny's room. Come on, Henry.
Well, that kid better be in his room.
If he isn't, we'll go up there and lock him in. I think one of us better stick with him all the time. We want this boy to stay clean.
Ah, he's clean as country air, Bill.
But he won't be if he mixes with too many people. We're going to keep him away from everybody. Guys like John Farber, good and bad alike.
You sound like he needs a police guard.
Look, we're keeping him away from police, too. We don't want anybody telling him what kind of a racket he's in.
Well, then somebody better tell him how strong he is, or he'll kill somebody and find himself mixed up with that Inspector Faraday, a homicide. And that'll be bad.
Bad? It'll be worse than that. With Faraday around, we'll find ourselves having trouble with his pal, Boston Blackie. Oh, here are the phones.
Yeah.
Yes?
Let me speak to Tiny Mountain.
Not in his room, sir.
He's not? Where is he?
Left the phone number where he'd be.
And where's that?
At the apartment of a man named Boston Blackie.
Wow.
I'm looking for Boston Blackie.
Congratulations, you found him. I'm Blackie.
Well, howdy. Hey, you sure look just like you do in your pictures. I'm Tiny Culpepper, the wrestler they call Tiny Mountain.
So you're a wrestler, huh?
Yep.
I'd never guess it. Well, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing, Blackie. I just wanted to meet you, that's all. You've been my idol for a long time.
Well, thanks.
Oh, I sure have wanted to meet you. You've been my idol.
You said that. Oh, wait a minute while I scrape some of the clay off my feet. Come in. Oh,
I don't see no clay. Yes, always I said to myself, if I ever get to the city, I'm going to go up and see that fella Blackie.
Oh, he's sure a fella I'd like to meet.
Well, that's very flattering, Fanny. I hope I can return the compliment someday.
Well, you sure can. You can come and see me wrestle at the Stretcher Lewis at the arena tonight.
You're wrestling Stretcher Lewis?
Yep.
Are you any good?
Good? Oh, kind, I guess. Shake hands with me, Blackie.
Okay, here's my hand. Hey, wait a minute. Not too bad.
Hey,
Blackie, I didn't hurt you, did I? I'll let you know after I take inventory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say, you ought to go for... No, excuse me a minute.
Why, sure.
Hello.
Hello, is Tiny Mountain there? He left a message at his hotel that he might be
there. Yes, he's here. Just a minute.
But never mind. I don't want to speak to him. This Boston Blackie?
Yes.
This is Bill Chase, Tiny's manager.
And you don't want to speak to him?
No, and I don't want to speak to you either.
Well, what...
All I want you to do is keep away from Tiny. You're no good for him. And Blackie.
Yes?
If you don't, it won't be any good for you.
You wait out here, Tess.
Okay.
I'd better see Chase alone.
Sure, Stretcher, but please don't be long.
No, I won't.
Even if you're only away from me a minute, I miss you.
I know.
Oh, gee, but you're big and strong.
Here, feel my muscle. Go ahead, reach up and feel my muscle.
No, I don't have to. I know how strong my man is.
You can say that again.
I know how strong my man is.
Well, I got to wrestle Tiny Mountain tonight, and I got to see his manager right now.
Okay.
See you in a minute, baby.
Gee.
You can say that again.
Come in.
Hiya, Mr. Chase.
Oh, Stretcher, come in.
Sure.
You've got my message, I see.
Yep.
I suppose you know what it's about.
I can sort of guess.
Good. How's Farber?
As no good a guy as ever. But he's still the best manager in the business. I'm sticking with him.
Then how can you work for me?
Look, Farber won't squawk no matter what I do. I got enough on him to send him to jail for the rest of his good-for-nothing life.
Oh, that's what it is it?
Yep.
Well, then we can do business, can't we?
Sure. This new boy of yours good? Will he look good?
Tiny Mountain will look like a champion the minute he steps across the ropes. And he's big enough to step across them, too.
Okay, it's a deal, Mr. Chase. I'll lay down for that boy of yours for the dough you promised me. I'll lay down so good for him that they'll have to carry me out.
That, Stretch, is the general idea.
Oh, Blackie, that Tiny Mountain is wonderful.
He puts on a good act. But he is strong, Mary, as my aching back reminds me.
I wish I'd seen him throw you across your apartment.
I wish I'd seen him. It happened so fast, I made a landing before I knew I'd even taken off.
Oh, Blackie, look! Tiny spins Stretcher's shoulders to the mat. The referee's patting Tiny on the back.
That's it, then. Tiny wins.
Yahoo! Oh, look. Look at the other wrestler. He's still out.
Just part of the act, Mary.
Part of the act? They're putting him on a stretcher.
That could be one of the reasons they call him Stretcher.
Huh?
He either stretches the other guy or goes out on a stretcher.
But Blackie's lying so still.
He'll come to the minute he's alone in his dressing room. Come on, let's go down there and I'll show you. I want to see him anyhow and find out if Tiny is really as good as he looks. Well, that must be the stretcher's dressing room door down there. Where the crowd is, Mary.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of excitement there.
There's always excitement around the dressing rooms after a big match.
Blackie, there seems to be something wrong.
Oh, Mary.
Well, I can just tell.
Has somebody gone for the doctor?
Blackie, yeah. Did you hear that?
Still just part of the act. Well,
get that doctor here in a hurry. The stretcher's been hurt.
Blackie, what did I tell you?
Wait, I'll show you. Let us through, please. Let us through.
Hey, you can't come in here.
You sent for a doctor, didn't you?
Oh, that's different. Come on in, Doc. I'm John Farber, stretcher's manager.
Wait here, Mary.
Yeah, okay.
He's over on the table, Doc. Only he's lying pretty still.
Farber, you're carrying this act a little far, aren't you?
I don't know.
Okay, Stretcher, wake up.
I don't think he can hear you, Doc. Unless he's found a way of breathing without a heartbeat. Stretcher's dead.
All right, clear the dressing room. Everybody out. Come on, get moving, you guys. Out of here. Hey, you, Farber.
Yes, Inspector Faraday.
Find Tiny Mountain. Tell him I want to see him in here and stretch his dressing room.
I'm going for him right now, Inspector.
Well, Faraday, what do you think?
I think I always have trouble when I find you, Blackie. What do you know about this?
Nothing, which makes it even. I saw Tiny Mountain wrestle the late Stretcher Lewis tonight. I saw him win, and I came down here to find Lewis dead with a broken neck.
Yeah, so you sent for me. All I can say is the wrong guy has a broken neck.
Inspector, please, you know I'm sensitive.
Now, well, look, sensitive. Leave everything where it is. Leave that towel on the floor.
I forgot to tell you, I'm not only sensitive, I'm sanitary.
Yeah.
I want to clean up this place a little bit. Looks bad for the medical examiner the way it is.
Yeah, I'd like to clean you up, not just a little bit. Leave those Indian clubs alone.
Just straightening them out, Inspector. One of them is upside down.
First you're sensitive, then you're sanitary. Now you're symmetrical. Don't try to make anything of this, Blackie. I'm going to hold Tiny Mountain on a technical manslaughter charge. He accidentally killed Stretcher while they were wrestling.
Maybe.
What?
That's what I said, maybe.
Meaning?
Maybe Stretcher was murdered after he was thrown in the ring. And if he was, I'm going to throw his killer for a loss.
Come in.
Hello, Chase.
Oh, Farber, come in.
Say,
isn't that my wrestler, Mike, you have with you?
Right. Gonna take the stretcher's place.
On a stretcher, of course.
Very funny.
Sorry about what happened to Stretcher. He was the best wrestler you ever managed, Farber.
This guy's gonna work for me better.
Meaning what?
Meaning he won't come to you and promise to lay down for your boy Tiny.
No? Maybe he will. He knows what Stretcher knew about you.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, and so do I. I got a surprise for you, Farber.
Oh, that's nice.
Stretcher told me what he knew about you. Now, anything I can do for you?
You're lying, Chase. You don't know anything about me. And there is something you can do for me.
Huh?
Your boy Tiny is going to take a dive for my new boy here.
Tiny doesn't dive for anyone.
No? All right. Mike.
Yeah, Mr. Farber.
Mike, show Chase here how you want his boy to take a fall.
All right. Hey. Now, here's the way to do it.
Okay. I think that's enough for now, Mike.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Farber.
Now, Chase, remember this. If the stretcher's neck can break, so can yours. And Mike here's waiting only for me to tell him that it's Jake with me.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Stretcher Lewis, wrestler, makes a deal to lose to manager Bill Chase's new grappler, Tiny Mountain. Lewis, however, loses not only the fight, but his life as well, when he dies in his dressing room of a broken neck. Tiny is being held temporarily on a charge of manslaughter. Meanwhile, the dead wrestler's manager has threatened Bill Chase with death if Tiny wins his next match. As we return to our story, Chase has just been given a beating by his rival's new wrestler, Mike.
You'd be sorry you turned Mike loose on me, Farber.
I am.
I wasn't kidding when I said Stretcher had told me what he had on you.
What about Tiny? Does he lay down to Mike or not?
Tiny won't lay down for anybody.
He better.
When he gets out of that technical charge the police have on him, he'll wrestle clean.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I guess this guy hasn't had enough.
I'll give him plenty this time, Mr.
Now, Bob. Wait a minute. Remember, Stretcher told me what he knows about you. Now I know it. Want me to go to the police about it?
That does it. Go to work, Mike.
With pleasure. Come here, you. Back.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hold it, Mike. Hold it.
Oh, and I was having so much fun.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
I don't know who you are, but thanks for coming.
I'm Boston Blackie.
You're the guy who said he was a doctor in Stretcher's dressing room.
What do you want? A medal for remembering?
That'd be nice.
You.
Huh?
You must be Bill Chase.
Yeah. You know, Farber, this is Mike, Farber's new wrestler. He was giving me a workout when you came in.
Hey, Mr. Farber, I could do the same thing for Blackie. No extra charge.
Anytime you want, Mike, including right now.
Why,
Hold it, Mike.
Smart manager, Farber. Look, I came down here to talk to Chase so I could get Tiny Mountain out of jail, but it looks like I got Chase out of a jam.
What about it?
Nothing right now, Farber. But after I get Tiny out of jail, maybe I know who's going to take his place.
Oh, yeah?
A precious little guy named you.
Tiny, the coroner's report states that Stretcher Lewis died of a broken neck.
Yeah.
But in the wrestling business, that could be an accident. There you can go.
Well, thanks, Sheriff Faraday. That sure is mighty nice of you. But how did the fella get his neck broke? I don't think I did it.
Well, it could have been when his head hit the mat before you pinned him.
Mm.
And look, take my advice, Tony. Go back to the farm.
Huh?
Back where you came from.
Oh.
Get out of wrestling.
Oh, no.
Away from men like Chase and Farmer.
Oh, no, I like wrestling, Sheriff. Anyhow, I'm broke.
Well, it's your life. Go ahead, wrestle. I can't stop you. Only don't kill anybody else. It's a favor to me.
Huh?
Unless, of course, it should happen to be Boston Blackie.
Hello, Tiny. May I come in?
Oh,
I'm
sure.
John Farber, the wrestling manager. Maybe you've heard of him.
You can't say as I have, Mr. Farber.
Well, I want to talk to you, Tiny. All right if I come in?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Nice room you have here.
Thank you.
Better than the jail you just got out of.
Yeah, it sure is, but I sure do miss the smell of my hay back home.
Like it out on the farm, do you?
Yep, sure do.
Now tell me something, Tiny.
Yep.
Why'd you come to the city to wrestle?
Well, I can't wrestle with nothing but horses out on the farm. Besides, they told me I'd make myself some money wrestling in the city for Mr. Chase.
That's right, Tiny. You'll make money wrestling. And you can keep right on working for Chase, but do what I tell you and you'll be rich inside a year.
Hmm. Well, I didn't get much book learning, Mr. Farber, but that don't sound right to me.
Oh, look, I'll explain, Tiny. You wrestle for Chase, but I'll tell you when you should win or lose.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was what you was getting at. Now I think you'd better be getting out.
Now wait, Tiny, it's being done all...
It ain't being done by me. Now, if you don't walk out that door right now, mister, you're going to be sorry. Because I got a hankering to throw you right through it. And I ain't one to fight off my hankering.
Blackie, you want me to answer the door for you?
Yes, if you don't mind, Mary. It's probably Tiny Mountain. Faraday phoned and said he released him a little while ago.
Is this Boston Blackie's place?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Let me see him, huh?
Well, you just come in.
Oh, thanks.
Only I want to be with him when he sees you.
Uh-huh.
Blackie!
Yes?
There's a lady here to see you.
Oh? Well, I don't know who it... Well, hello.
Oh, Blackie, my name's Tess. Stretcher Lewis was my sweetheart. We were going to get married next week. And I want you to find out who killed him.
The police think it was an accident.
Oh, it wasn't an accident.
Really?
The stretcher was too strong, Blackie. No fall would have broken his neck. Oh, he was awfully strong, Blackie. What? Just like you.
Something in your eye, Mary?
Heartburn.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think killed Stretcher, Tess?
Well, Farber hated Stretcher. Stretch knew something about him, but I don't know that Farber killed him.
Neither do I, but you've given me an extra reason for thinking he did. The towel on the dressing room floor, the Indian club upside down. Let's suppose that Stretcher was alive when he was carried into the dressing room after the match.
Mm-hmm. Go on, Blackie.
Well, simple. Farber was alone with him. Could have hit him on the back of the neck with the Indian club using the towel so there wouldn't be an obvious bruise. Say, Mary, that's it.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Gee, Blackie, can I do anything to help prove it with Farber?
See what information you can get to help me. Although proving Farber killed your grappler is one problem, I think I'm going to have to wrestle with myself.
Get a hammerlock on him, Mike.
Yeah, like this.
A good tight one. A wagon could squeeze with the grip he got on him now. Ah, that's better. All right, now, Mike, pound the mat like you're an actor.
Like
and
this.
Pound it harder.
That's it.
That's it. Now yell, cry, do something.
Good.
Mr. Father.
Hello. Okay, Mike, lay off for a while. Rest up your voice.
Well, that's what goes.
You better do something about Blackie, Mr. Farber.
Mm.
I just want to see him like you told me to. And if you don't do something about him, what goes is you. To jail?
Oh, Blackie, I've never seen one person eat as much as Tiny Mountain did at dinner tonight.
He's a big boy, Mary.
Oh.
And besides, you're a good cook.
I wonder what I put in that roast. He's been sleeping in your bedroom ever since.
He just tired himself out eating. Well, I might be tested with some information on Father. I'll get the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you get the information.
Same here.
Hello, Blackie.
Father's gorilla wrestling Mike.
Yep, Mike. And I'm coming in.
Oh, no, you're not.
Who says I ain't?
All right. You're in.
Well, you see how all in you're going to be.
Blackie, I think I'll leave. And
yes, Mary, good idea.
No, you don't, lady. You stay right here. You ain't going for the police, and nobody's calling the police. Because I'm pulling the phone right out of the wall.
Hey. There. You seem to be pretty strong, Mike.
Well, Mr. Farber said for me to show you just how strong.
Oh, I get it.
You don't yet, but you will. You sent Tess to find out stuff from Mr. Farber, but she's working for us.
I didn't tell Tess anything.
You told her enough. You know who killed Stretcher Lewis. You know how. You know why. You probably know Farber's real name ain't Farber. It's Hitchcock. He's wanted in Frisco for grand larceny.
Look, Mike, if you wouldn't talk so much,
Mr.
you'd...
Farber says for me to see that you don't live to tell what you know to anybody else. And that I take care of right now.
This will stop you.
Oh, are you kidding? That clip wouldn't hurt a flea.
I think I'm going to have a little trouble.
Blackie, look who woke up. Look who's standing in the bedroom door.
Howdy, Blackie. I see you got company.
Honey, the Marines have landed.
You got the kid on your side.
Get out of the way, Blackie.
Yeah, move
drop
back.
This fella right on his
you
face.
You drop.
No, baby.
Come on, Tiny.
Tiny, do something,
anything.
I can't. He
rips
up.
Oh, Blackie, Tiny's been knocked out.
I know it, Mary. I guess this is up to me.
Well, I'll do worse to you than I did to him.
Well, we'll see about that.
Get him, Blackie. Watch back. I'm going to get hold of you.
The idea, Mary. Maybe this is the part.
Oh, you're awful funny, Blackie.
Why aren't you laughing then?
Blackie, you knocked him out.
Yeah, I did. I did?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you know?
Well, that isn't important. What do you know?
Well, I know why Farber killed the stretcher, thanks to Mike here and his big mouth. And I think it's time I picked him up off the floor and picked Farber up for murder.
Well, I think there's cause for celebration, Dennis. Mike's probably murdered Blackie by now.
Oh, gee, if he hasn't, you'll need another wrestler.
Hmm?
Mike will go to jail, Mr. Farber. Oh, and he was so strong.
Well, I've seen enough of this dressing room for a while. Come in.
Hello, Farber.
Blackie.
I thought...
You thought I'd be in the hospital by now, or in a morgue, didn't you, Ted? Thanks for the double cross. I'll do the same for you sometime.
What do you want, Blackie?
You, Farber, for murder. You killed Stretcher Lewis. As soon as you had him alone in there, you got him to turn over for his rub down, put a towel on the back of his neck, and hit him with one of those Indian clubs on the wall there.
Oh, I did I? But since you know so much, Blackie, can you tell me which club I used?
Sure. The one that was hanging upside down. You put it back in too much of a hurry.
Well, I have time to get it again. I'll put it down on your skull.
Mr. Farber, don't!
He won't. Oh. Farber, well, friend, that Indian club in your hand is what put the Indian sign on you.
Blackie, it says in the paper here that Tiny Mountain won his match last night.
Yes, I read it. He's going to win all his matches and become champion, Mary. That boy can wrestle.
He couldn't when he tried to throw Mike in your apartment.
I handled him pretty well, didn't I?
Well, he went down. You had to hit him 6 or 7 times, but he went down finally.
He sure did. A couple of right-hand punches can take care of the wrong guy every time.
Mm-hmm, if they're backed up by a poker.
What does that mean?
Where was I when you were trying to make an impression with your fist on Mike's jaw?
Well, I don't know. Circling around, doing something.
Doing something? I was doing everything. you were too busy clipping Mike to notice that I hit him on the head with a poker, just as you threw your last punch.
Well, Mother's little helper, I didn't know that. There I was thinking I'd knocked him out with my pokes when all the time you'd done it with your little poker.
Who killed Katrina Robles? Find out in Slime Incorporated by Adam Graham. Young private investigator Cole Eustick, the man with the colorful suits, is thrust into a case of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial race. Cole and his boss, Jerry Newton, are confronted with a host of suspects and have to figure out who did it. The charismatic businessman candidate under a cloud of suspicion? His has-been campaign manager looking for a comeback. The seemingly sweet and innocent political activist. The ambitious deputy campaign manager. The former football star turned communications director. Newton's old high school basketball teammate. The troubled hypnotherapist. With the help of his uptight boss, a pregnant hacker, and a group of trailer park detectives, Eustick sets out to find the killer before he becomes the next victim in a modern detective story that features several nods to classic detective fiction. Slime Incorporated is available as a paperback or wherever fine ebooks are sold. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, I just love this episode. First of all, I think Tiny Mountain, that's just the best old school wrestler name ever. And I think this was really good because we get a lot of boxing episodes and not a whole lot of wrestling. And those that have been wrestling, it pretty much just felt like boxing with a few alterations. This, I think, captures better some of the things that we associate with wrestling, such as the fact that, the rumors that it is pretty much all for show. I thought that Richard Colmer might actually have provided the voice for Tiny Mountain, but I wouldn't swear to it. The voice sounded very similar, but it could have been an actor with just a similar voice. Now, the only bad thing in this is just the way that Blackie is able to cinch the case, and that's because the henchman opened up his mouth. But I had such a good time with this one, I can definitely let that go. And I also like that Mary was the one who was able to resolve that. And that does make sense rather than Blackie knocking the guy out, since Tiny had failed at that. And so overall, I like this one a lot. I hope you enjoyed it as well. That will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then we will be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.